And now, for your listening pleasure, Pox and Pox Talk, a podcast of diversity, starring Dorothy and Larry Parks. Hello everyone, this is Dorothy from Parks and Parks Talk, a podcast of diversity. This is our 10th episode, February the 11th, 2011. Ironically, tonight we're going to talk about cheating, so our topic will be cheaters. Yes, Valentine's Day is Monday, so we thought we'd just do a little twist to it. I like the subject, and I'm sure some of you will or will not like the subject, but I think it's going to be fun. Going to be explicit, hopefully, because I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm going to say what's on my mind, and I'm going to say it all, and Larry's going to say what he wants to say. So sit back, and if you don't like it, sorry, and if you do, hey, enjoy. Larry, add something with me.
Yes. Well, I'm going to add the side of the man side. You know, how y'all women dog at men and sin, and then us men just turn on y'all and start dogging at women. So just sit back, enjoy, listen, learn, take notes, because if you're possibly listening to me right now, then possibly that you're getting cheated on as well.
Okay, then I'm going to start this whole topic off with. That was really funny how you said about us. I like that. The women dog the men. And
y'all do dog men.
We do dog men.
Y'all do. Y'all
now
put men
what?
To the ringer, and y'all make men change. Y'all make good guys turn to bad guys.
Okay, so what gives you that impression that we women are bad and do or treat you guys bad? You know, because I feel like half of the time what makes these women bad when you get us, when men like you get us, that because another man before you dogged us out, cheated on us, and we became bad witches or bitches, whatever you want to call it. And that's why you get what you get. Okay? Because you're...
Alright?
Alright? Because predecessors before you guys, before you guys come, someone else before you came along, cheated and dogged us out. Now, first of all, what causes one to cheat, in your opinion, Larry?
What causes, I guess anybody to cheat is this, that a lack of something, is something that the other person's not doing to satisfy them, possibly. Or possibly something they're not doing. Maybe there's something that they see in them that they're just not really compatible with them when it comes to certain things. Maybe their interests are different. Maybe their goals in life are different. Or maybe they just, their personalities just clash with each other. It can be just multiple things.
Okay, but shouldn't all that be decided at the beginning of a relationship before you get into the relationship? Like, I would say within, I don't know, within the first 6 months or a year of dating before you even get, you know, past all that other stuff, marriage and kids and all that. Shouldn't it always be decided whether or not a person is compatible or whether you like something about them and all that good stuff? Should it be a little bit more of that? Like, for instance, in a marriage, what make husband cheat? What make wife cheat? Now, in my opinion, I would think that what make a wife would cheat is loneliness. That's right.
Loneliness.
Loneliness.
No.
Loneliness.
See, you see what I'm talking about, fellas? See, the woman would not let the man.
Okay.
That's another reason
my
why
turn,
I call the man.
My turn, okay. And then I'll give you the mic. Loneliness. Now, for starters, men have to work. Men have things they do outside more often than the women, even though nowadays the women are doing their own thing out there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a woman's world now. It's not really a man's world anymore. It's a woman's world. And y'all want stuff y'all way all the time. So.
But a woman like to still try to hold down her jaw and hold down home.
Yeah.
Which means she
hold
likes...
Hold down the man too, brothers out there.
That's right. Hold down the man. Keep him on the straight and narrow path. You're right. Of being a good, self-righteous husband and father to the kids.
Okay.
Now, you men have... Some of you men, not all, have problems with that. You think that we're trying to play mother hen to you.
No, we don't think that. Some men do, true enough, but not all men, though. I know
some men.
But you did say some
and
men.
I did say not all
men. Okay.
You know, and then you guys, you know, also have a problem when it comes to your friends, your acquaintance, your social. You see a lot of the single guys out there that you're acquainted with, friends with, doing their thing, unattached, or just
Gotta okay, but y'all women don't see a lot of women out there that's getting a lot of stuff from a lot of different men. That what men they dealing
but
with getting a lot of stuff and done. And they men do well, then they come home, look at that man and say, well, you ain't doing shit.
But you know what? But you know what? A lot of women, we're not jealous of that. Because we look at that. Some half of the women that see other women out there that's what you want to say, getting money from men or whoring around for money, we don't envy them. When we know we got a good man at home, we feel sorry for them. We feel like they should try to get them a good man instead of spreading their legs out there for money, a piece of chain, getting hair did, nails done, or even get a damn bill paid. You can get all that paid to get you a good man to have his ass at home and you be home with his ass doing what you're supposed to do. Now, you guys, you the opposite. You see your friends out there doing that shit. You want to go out there and do it too. You sometimes kind of envy the guy because they don't have to go home to hear what you guys would say, a nagging ass bitch. I got to go home and hear a nagging ass bitch. But you know what? You know what? And then when you do that, you know what you cause us? We're waiting for you to come home. We're waiting for you to be there with us for us. But you know what? Sometimes it doesn't happen. And when it do happen, you sure as lack. Lack. I'm going to say that once again. Lack of communication. Lack of physical contact. Lack of a lot of things. Now, I know you got a lot to say.
Yeah, I do. I don't let you talk, so it's time to let the man side talk. Miss Venus, thank you very much. Okay. And I'm Mr. Mars, if you may.
You got it, Mars.
Thank you. Okay, my thing is here, okay, for one thing, going back to what you said earlier, I know I'm saying it previously, is that, you know, it should be discussed about what your qualities and personalities that you like in a person, but sometimes you really don't know a person until about 2 years. Sometimes a person don't show their true colors. You think you know somebody in 6 months to a year, and sometimes that can just, you know what I'm saying, if you don't know that person, sometimes you be like, damn, this is a different person, but maybe they've been not showing you the real person, or possibly they have grown out of love with you, and that's why they is cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's go back to our last podcast. If you growing the hell out of love with us and you make you guys cheat, why in the hell you just don't be the first to say goodbye? You remember our other podcast? That goes back to the same damn thing. Yeah. So you stay in a relationship and you just stay in it and start cheating?
Yeah. And viewers, hold on 1 second. And if y'all haven't listened to that, please go back and listen to that podcast. It's very interesting.
Neither one of us wants for it to say
goodbye. Yeah, cheap plug, but anyway, go ahead.
But seriously, though, how come, you know, you think, oh, we get tired of you or we fall out of love with, so we go cheat? Well, as simple as 1, 2, 3. Just tell the woman you don't want her anymore and just go, and you don't have to cheat. You can lay up with whoever the hell you want to lay up with.
That's fine, baby, that's fine. But a lot of females don't, you know, if they get tired of a guy, brother, whatever. Okay, y'all know what I'm saying. If y'all get tired of someone sometimes that y'all dealing with, sometimes y'all will keep that guy on the side and then have the other guy on the side for something else. And y'all wrong for doing that. Y'all string the guy along sometimes too to have, like, you know what I'm saying, have a little bit of extra.
Well, wait, hold up, brother. Hold up, brother man. No different from what you guys be doing. You guys always, and been from the beginning of time, want your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you want
the wife at home.
But it did in the Bible. Solomon did it.
You see what I'm saying, females? You see what I'm saying, my girls, my ladies, my women?
You know what I'm saying? But he married all those women, so I know what you're saying, but
You see what I'm saying? You want your cake and eat it too. You want the cook at home and want the sex outside. That's right. You want the woman to go and cook it, fix it. But you wanted the woman outside going to lay it down, smack it down, turn it upside down. Oh, wow. You wanted all that.
Okay.
But you know what? You don't appreciate when you have the woman can do it all. Can cook, can clean, and can throw down and give some good-ass loving just as much.
No.
You don't appreciate that. You don't appreciate that. Or pretty much so, oh, I've heard this before. You had it for so long, you get kind of tired of it. You need something a little different.
Okay, let me say something. Okay, now y'all women now are trifling. Some of y'all women anyway. Yes, I did.
Oh, now trifling. You know, you the dog. Now you are the dog. You gonna say real trifling?
Yeah. Some of y'all women can be trifling. Now, think about it now.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, now if y'all meet a brother, right, a nice guy, doing his thing, a nice guy, fella, whatever, doing his thing, taking care of you, you know what I'm saying, holding down the home for y'all gonna be working. Just say now, y'all met a bad boy. Now, it's a good guy now. Y'all made a bad boy. Laid the pipe down to you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Made you feel so good. Y'all would leave that good guy that y'all with to go with that guy that laid iron to you. You know what I'm saying? Really lay it down. You know what I'm saying? And that's wrong, though, because y'all looking at the sexual aspect of it. And that's wrong, though. And I know...
What the hell do you think you guys be doing when you leave the good woman that's the same way as a good man, as you mentioned, but a good woman that makes sure the home is properly taken care of you guys, faithful to you guys? What do you think you call it when you guys go out here and you fuck around sexually? You don't always love the outside woman. You just want her.
No, we don't. We don't.
You don't. We don't love him, though.
Yeah. We don't love the hoe.
Okay, so okay.
Yeah, but we don't.
But I'm saying, too. I mean, isn't that sexual, too? You're saying that we are trifling. You men are pure-ass dogs. You got a good woman at home, but need to get some different... I mean, pussy. And this is exquisite, people, so please, you know...
No,
if you,
pussy's not just pussy.
Pussy. Let me tell you something. I know you want to say it all this. You got a hot pussy, you got the cold pussy. You got the tight pussy, you got the big pussy. Okay, you got the deep pussy. You got the deep pussy, but you know what? As long as it all make you come and get a nut, pussy's pussy. Okay, I don't care if it's a whole...
But you know what?
What?
The woman that has that pussy that you have so much animosity and so much anger and so much frustration with, it would change a lot. You will not want that anymore.
Okay, and the same thing goes with the woman. Because I can't sit here and let you, and I know a lot of men out there to grin, oh, this man, no, but women, I'm for you. Here I am right now. These men thinking that they can just say that we have a lot of mouth.
Yeah, we have a lot of mouth.
Listen, we have a lot of mouth, and sometimes that can turn them off from us and make them go outside. But women, you need to let these men know sometimes they have a lot of shit with them. We may have a lot of mouth, but they have a lot of shit with them. Always toting around a whole bunch of bullshit to give to us and expect for us to deal with it, accept it, kiss their ass, suck their dicks, and everything else, and be smiling and grinning, and at the same time telling you I love you. At the same time. But you know what, ladies? We always seem to open up our legs and give them pussy. But as soon as we start opening our mouth and being heard, I don't care how you're being heard, whether you're loud talking them, cursing them out, they can't take it. They don't want you no more. Oh, you talk so much, you raise so much hell, you're so nasty, you turn me off. So what they do, they go and get pussy, outside pussy. But when they give us all that bullshit, we grin, bear, and steady give them pussy. Stop it, ladies. If the men is getting on your damn nerves, giving you a bunch of bullshit, I'm not saying go out here and fuck around, but like they stop giving you dick because they tired of your mouth and they say their dick can't get hard, well, you stop your pussy from getting hot for them when they give you a lot of bullshit. I'm for you, ladies.
All right, fellas. I know y'all, you don't hurt the rambling of this woman. Pretty much what y'all probably hear with y'all own woman at home. Anyway, I'm going to get on this right here. Okay. The main thing is... that it's a lot of women are crazy. A lot of women are confused. A lot of women don't know what they want. You know, they kind of like just bring down, like I said earlier, the good guy. You know what I'm saying? Make guys turn into what they are, the beast or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Make them turn into like Satan to them or whatever. You know, just by dogging them out so long. You know what I'm saying? Treat them bad. And it's unfair for the guy. Unfortunately, it's unfair for the guy that sometimes a woman judge a guy on what she had previously before.
That's maybe true.
The standards
that's
to the
true.
Other guy.
That's
wrong.
That's true. Now, I agree with you because I have met quite a few females that feels that way. But I still have a problem with your saying that we meet that we're crazy and we meet good guys, and which is half of that is true, too.
Yeah.
That is true. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm just saying, you know what? It's like a double standard here. You know what I'm saying? It happens the same way. You got to understand that we don't, we women, we're not born or raised to be that way. It had to be something, some event, some situation, or someone that causes us, if you come across a woman like that, the way you describe her, they got her like that. And you know what? Half of the time, it's a fucking man that got her like that. It's a bad-ass relationship that you act like all men or some men don't come into a relationship with that woman. okay, with a bunch of bullshit, okay, like to use her, get a woman, one of these simple type, homie-like type of females. I want to go there with those type of females. A homie type of female, a good girl type of female, or perhaps a needy type of female. And I don't mean needy as money, baby. I mean needy as just companionship love from a man. And a man will see a woman like that, and she's easy. Not easy giving you pussy, but she easy giving you your heart, her heart to you. And you kind of guys, certain of you, not all of you, but certain ones of you, you tragically come into that girl's or that woman's life and play her like a fucking fiddle. You play her, you use her, because it won't be nothing she would not do for you, give for you. Give to you, excuse me, and be there for you for whatever. And you see, you take advantage of that. And you got someone else on the side, whether it's someone else or two people or three people on the side, and you think you the shit. Why, instead of this woman is being dogged and hurt, and then the next thing you know, you leave. You're gone. You dogged her, you dropped her, you dumped her. Of course. That is going to cause her some kind of damage emotionally. Emotionally, I'm not through. You let me continue this, brother.
Go ahead.
Emotionally and mentally. And you know what? Sometimes we get stuck in that parallel. We get stuck there. It's kind of hard for us to say, okay, this happened once, and now I'm going to move on to another relationship, and it's going to be different. Sometimes we do get stuck there. Sometimes it's hard for us to break out of that type of mold in mentally and emotionally. You know, we try to. We do try. You know, but a lot of times...
You can drag the man out sometimes. Y'all are trying, though, doing that.
We can drag,
you know what
too.
I'm saying? And drag him so much that he sometimes don't give a shit no more and say, fuck it, and go look for somewhere else.
You must mean when a good man do come along.
Right. Yes, when a good man come along.
When a good man...
Trying to live up to the standards of the last man, or try to live up to a woman's new standards of what a man's supposed to be.
It's not always about we're trying to live, have you guys to live up to the other man's standard. Maybe we just want you to live up to a standard of a man, period. Instead of a dog, instead of someone that's inconsiderate, unappreciative. It's not all about living up to the next man or the last man, but just living up to the standard of being a man, a good man. Someone, as I stated earlier, appreciative, considerate. And I know it's hard because you guys feel like we're demanding too much, and you see it drains a lot out of you. I can understand that. But you know what? There are some times when a man need to understand, when a woman comes to you and lets you know what? I had a problem in my last relationship with this man, dogged me and did me like this and did me like that. I have met guys, and I'm going to give them credit. Some of the guys out there, you know who they are. Understand and say, well, you know, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do you like that. And they actually didn't. They lived up to their word and really treated that woman right. And and I can say one guy was like that. And that was Larry, you.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, I'm saying, I'm surprised you gave me some props or something, but that's good, though, yeah. Yeah, thank you, I appreciate it.
And you was like that. Yeah. You was like that. So I give you props about it. But, baby, not every man like that. They listen to that, and they hear that shit, and immediately they want to say, well, you know, oh, well, this one of these crazy-ass women. I can't deal with her. It's not that we're crazy. We're just emotional.
Yeah.
But not crazy. Emotion. And we're just human beings that just happen to be the opposite sex of you guys, just want love. When money is so much in the higher priority of one's life, there may be another person that love is the highest priority in their life.
Well, you're right, though, but the main issue, and I understand exactly what you're saying, and I appreciate let me know how much I...
Thank you
how much I was influenced when it came to certain stuff. Anyways, back to the subject at hand. But it's kind of hard sometimes when a guy's doing what he needs to do, and then sometimes when he doesn't feel like he's appreciated enough. You know what I'm saying?
So do that make him go cheap?
Possibly. It possibly does. You know, it possibly does because, you know, you want to feel appreciated. You want to feel like, hell, you probably sense the closest, the best thing since what? Apple pie or something, I don't know what I'm saying, but you want to feel like you're the best thing to her, you know, the number one,
right.
You know, you don't want to feel like you God or Jesus, number, but you just want to feel like, you know, you the shit,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and when you, and a guy, you know what I'm saying, men, for one thing, you know, we more like ego, I guess egotistic, you know what I'm saying, or what, egomaniac, or whatever, well, yeah, you know what I'm saying, and the thing about with us, our pride gets to us the most, and when a man does feel like he's being belittled, or just being like, you know, downgraded or whatever. You know, he needs that, you know what I'm saying, for a woman to build him up. He don't need,
because
he don't need a woman to bring his ego down, because you don't never know what that man been through in a previous relationship.
Either.
What he been through, yeah, what he
That's
been
true.
Through so much as well, dealing with, you know what I'm saying, women that probably like dogged him out or
That's
whatever.
True.
And then, you know, a man, men too much don't want to be too confrontational as it is.
Absolutely.
You know, if he a real man, not a little boy, but you know what I'm saying, if he a real man, he probably just say hell with it and walk away. And that's wrong for us to feel that way. But you know, men are all about the drama half the time then. They're not. You know what I'm saying? So they say hell with it, shit, I have to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? To deal with a female that ain't, you know, arguing with me, ain't putting me to so much stress. Ain't, you know what I'm saying, ain't making me feel
belittled. Be a man.
Yeah, make you feel like you're
be
being a man. You know, even when your ass ain't a man. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
But that make you feel like you want. So it's a messed up situation, but that's how it is.
And you know that goes both ways too. That goes both ways too. Sometimes we cheat. We women cheat too. Because maybe our men are not making us feel like women, like a woman. Making us feel special. Giving us that emotional support. And it's not all about physical or sexual with us. A man can just sit and listen to us talk about problems or emotional situation,
that's
and you
no
and you know what? And you know, okay.
That's why you ain't no man friends out there, fellas. Your woman want a man friend now, because I'm just saying, he just waiting for something to happen with you all because he can step in. No such thing as a man friend.
Same goes with a woman. There's no such thing of a man having a female friend, because, you know, we females love to hear when another woman ain't doing something right with their man. And if we like that shit, we say, wow, okay, yeah, feet, hell, come on, I'll help you. Cry on my shoulders. And the next thing you know, sleep in my damn bed. But back on the subject in hand. You can, we can find a guy that just listens to us. That makes us feel good. Just listen. Because lots of times, our husband or our men do not want us to listen. They rather to silence us. They want us to be quiet. Just look good and be good. But don't be heard much, because we over being heard. Let them tell it. So when we do happen to meet a man that will listen to us, that pampers our ego. That makes us feel good. And then sexually too. If there's something that we're lacking in bed, like sex, period, when that man want to say to himself, well, I can't get my dick hard because you fuss too much, or you yell too much, or you just nag too much. You know what? You keep doing like that constantly and constantly over and over and over, and rejecting your woman and not giving your woman any, you know, there's some man around the corner. Always around the corner.
Yeah, gonna be
the cleanup man. Always around the corner. To look back and smile and laugh and just love you type of guy.
Love you
type of guy.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Because why are you going out the front door? That clean up man coming in the back door.
You're right about that, though. You're right about that. So, brothers, keep your game tight when it comes to that, though.
That's
right
hard
there.
Anyway.
But
keep your game
ladies,
tight.
Ladies, stop arguing at the man so much.
And that's, ladies, that's true.
Stop treating like a child.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop,
yeah.
Slack up on. I'm not telling you.
Independent as well. Be dependent, but don't be too independent, too. You know what I'm saying? Ain't a man want a dependent woman? Independent
Sometimes
woman,
a man like to feel needed. Like to feel needed, but not overly needed. Because that can stress a man out too.
Crowd. Feel crowded.
Crowd, okay. Because you know how men are not mentally strong as we women. Ha ha!
And let the man watch his sports when he wants to watch his sports. That's the main thing. Let the man watch his sports, because that's just the man's cool down time, okay? But that's another thing.
Because if he don't watch it at home, he will go to the other female to be watching it at her house, and she'd be more than happy to do it, okay? While she's sitting there with some sexy lingerie on ready for the game time, what is called halftime, and for some suck it, lick it, stick it, you okay?
And get involved with his teams that he like, his sports events that he do like, because he can say, damn, my woman is cool as hell. She really likes this.
So you're saying that'll stop a man from cheating, or no, that's one of the...
No, that would kind of take a little relief off that for him going out hanging with the fellas. You know what I'm saying? Because he say, well, shit, I ain't got to go over one of my boys' house. Hell, I can watch a game with my wife, you know, or my old lady, and me and her can just talk about it, and she cool.
Okay, and fellas, there's nothing wrong with you guys watching sports. There's nothing wrong with you guys like to just hang out with your friends. There's nothing too much wrong with you guys like playing your Xbox. But always remember, too, you have someone there with you. Not just the television, not just the game, not just your friends. You have your female companion, your female partner, your female love, wife, or whatever with you. Therefore, give her some of that time. Give her some of that attention. As more attention you put into a basketball game with LeBron James or Kobe, put that much intense attention towards your woman to keep her happy and content.
Yeah. Okay.
I agreed on yours. What about having a little amen with mine?
Amen, sister. Yeah, you said it. You said it. You got it right. You know, everything you said was on point, and you absolutely right. And I think me and you both have entered the War of the Roses right now. Discussion. You know, it's been very interesting. And just take a little, what's the word for it?
You can take a little advice.
You
can take it and run with it.
Yeah, run with it and just, you know what I'm saying, and do what you need. You know yourself. You know your mate.
You can keep doing what you're doing. It's your life. You want to cheat, cheat. You want to be good to your woman or to your man, you know, do that too. Do whatever. But we just put it out there.
Yeah.
Cheaters is the topic of our subject today. You know, the topic of this podcast, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do with it. But you know who you are. You know why you're cheating. You know the reason.
Season. And if you ain't doing nothing with your mate for Valentine's Day, well, make sure that person you're doing something with, give you something for Valentine's Day. I'm just saying, if you're taking that time and being with a person you love or you're supposed to be with, then make sure they get you something.
Personally speaking, that's his perspective on it. But personally speaking, couples. That's Larry. But couples, seriously, from me, Dorothy. Monday is Valentine's Day. Don't just, you know, and I know everyone is going to be getting little Valentine's present gifts here and there to their loved ones, you know, wives, girlfriends, husbands, boyfriends, whatever. But don't stop there. Make every day a Valentine's Day. That's just once a year. Don't just once a year show much love and intention and giving so many gifts to each other. Just for that one time of year, like we do on birthdays or Christmas or anniversary, all that should come every day. And maybe, just maybe, you can lessen some of the cheating. I'm not saying that that would help. I say maybe, because like I said, there's so many reasons why we cheat. It's just really hard to pinpoint it, because we cheat. Cheating is individual needs, so we don't really know. You know, I can't say that we all cheat for the same reason. But all I'm saying, this Valentine's Day, don't let it just start Monday. Do it every day. Whatever you do Valentine's Day with your loved one, keep it going throughout the year.
That's right. The man look bad like women always try to do.
Well, I'm going to cut this short.
I love you, though.
I'm going to cut this short on what you just said there and say that you guys don't need us to make you look bad. You do that very well yourself. I'm Dorothy, and this is
Parks and Parks Talks, and I'm Larry.
Good night.
Bye.